You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis addressed the members of the Corps of Diplomats accredited to the Holy See on Monday morning on the occasion of his traditional exchange of New Year's greetings with the ambassadors. The U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett, visited the studios of Vatican Radio to share his impressions of and first reflections on the Holy Father's remarks, which this year focused strongly on the issue of migration, a critical global issue that is the cause of and occasion for serious political and social tension in many countries around the world. Ambassador Hackett said Pope Francis challenged the diplomats as a pastor rather than as a political leader.
I noticed an increased representation of ambassadors and staff. It's gone up each year, each of the three times that I've been in attendance. It was such that I got there a half hour beforehand, and we couldn't get the car into the San Damaso Cortile. I walked in through all the arches and things like that, much to the chagrin of my bodyguards. But anyway, it was well turned out, and I was sitting next to the Venezuelan ambassador, and on the other side was the ambassador from Cape Verde. Your readers might, or your listeners might know that you sit in order of when you received your credentials. So you're basically always sitting next to the same person the whole time, whether it be at Mass, whether it be at diplomatic events, or tonight we have a diplomatic dinner, and I'm sure it'll be the same ambassadors at my table.
The protocol, there are these arcana of protocol,
yes,
that are fascinating outside.
Absolutely.
And good to have a...
Absolutely. But we all noticed that. We all noticed that the attendance was much increased. Secondly, there was a real breadth to it, and it was indeed a tour of the world. He covered a lot of territory, as he usually does, I gather, at least the previous ones that I saw. But I think I can rightly say that migration was the overarching theme. He also talked, which I thought was a nice way to put it, about mercy being where his trips were grounded, whether they be to the United States, to Cuba, to the three countries in Africa, and so that he's ingrained that concept into how he goes about doing what he does as the Pope.
In fact, having seen a couple of these myself now, there are two sort of general ways to structure them. One is a sort of quick overview of the major issues of concern, continent by continent. The other is thematic.
Mm-hmm.
And from understanding what you've been saying and having had a look at the speech myself, I think it's safe to say that, it was a thematic speech.
Yes.
And one that centered on migration.
It is a focus, if you're sitting here in Europe, that is overwhelming. You can't ignore what's happening in Europe on the migration questions. And I think he noted the good work that Italy has done in saving lives and accommodating people. And I think it was kind of a kudo that he gave Italy in the midst of other countries that are having more difficulty in accepting people. So that was certainly one big thing. He did open up with, and I think this is part of the standard too, the agreements that the Holy See has signed, and he mentioned the one that was signed with the United States over tax issues, and that we were very proud of, that was highlighted in his remarks. And then he talked at one point about, he talked about Philadelphia and the family and the stresses that are on the family, all of which he's talked about previously. But it was good to highlight it in front of all these ambassadors, particularly those who are not resident in Rome.
What do you think the political communities in general and listeners in the United States especially might be surprised to learn about how the church thinks about these problems? I'm thinking about, you know, specifically with regard to migration, managing the tension, not the contradiction, but the tension between, you know, protecting borders and protecting citizens and welcoming strangers and being the kind of open and welcoming society that we all want to be.
Well, everything is obviously grounded in the gospel messages, and it's that that is the touchstone or the jumping off point for any kind of issue, be it care of the earth, be it migration, be it poverty, sustainable development. It's all there with the gospel as the so-called platform from which to move. And you know, when people it's interesting not to get away from this diplomatic word, but I remember before the Laudato Si encyclical came out, people wanted the encyclical to take certain directions, to follow their particular viewpoints. And those people who were scientific or came out of the scientific community had, you know, really good, strong cases to be made. But they didn't see that this is going to be about gospel teaching in the beginning, you know. And it, you know, you try to share that with some political people or scientific people, you know. Well, he doesn't care about precise CO2 levels.
Do you think that there's anything that folks at home are going to have a hard time hearing here?
Well, once again, as he has done, he talked about exclusion. Last year, he went into great depth about kind of the throwaway society and individuals whose lives don't matter. He didn't say that, but he said how we treat certain people, the aged, the sickly, the mentally ill, the migrants. This year, he didn't get into depth there, but he did talk about people being pushed aside and poverty and exclusion. He's preaching all the time. He's not giving a State of the Union per se. He is preaching still, even though he covers, you know, conflicts in parts of Africa, in Syria, in the Middle East, and elsewhere. He's still preaching.
That was U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett, talking with me, Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.